This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Well, apparently he did not choose his target at random. Texas Governor Greg Abbott saying it appears a gunman in yesterday's massacre at a small church in Sutherland Springs, Texas, had a connection to that church.
This is a person who had mental challenges at the time this happened, but I do believe that there was a connection between him and this location that will come to light over the coming days.
The governor on CBS this morning, Sheriff Joe Tackett, tells the same program that armed residents challenged 26-year-old San Antonio area resident Devin Kelly as he fled the scene in his vehicle.
I believe he dropped his rifle. A citizen was across the street. They engaged in firefight for just a little bit.
And Tackett tells CNN that Kelly's ex-in-laws attended that church on occasion. Kelly was later found dead in his vehicle from what's thought to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Republican Congressman Mark Walker of North Carolina says actions needed to prevent more such tragedies.
I think three of the last five massacres we've had are the worst all time on record. This is something that we're going to have to continue to put some attention to and try to do something that we continue to try to bend that bell curve backwards.
Walker, an ordained Southern Baptist pastor, speaking with the Salem Radio Network. The big job of rewriting the nation's tax code begins in earnest today.
The House Ways and Means Committee begins what's called a markup, reviewing all 429 pages of the GOP proposal with a fine-tooth comb, making revisions, adding amendments, basically writing the final version of the bill. The process is expected to take about a week, and the measure could come to the House floor as early as next week.
That's correspondent Wally Hines. Wall Street, the Dow's up 16 points, the NASDAQ better by 17. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is an important message for anyone with Medicare. You may be eligible for an all-in-one Medicare plan with extra benefits that may include dental, vision, hearing aids, and more. For one affordable monthly plan premium, some with a $0 monthly premium, you may be able to get coverage for your hospital visits, doctor appointments, prescription drugs, routine dental care, eyeglasses and contact lenses, hearing aids, and possibly more. Today may be the first time you've heard about this type of Medicare plan. The advisors at the eHealth.com helpline are licensed insurance agents and are standing by to tell you more. Call 1-800-279-3366 or visit eHealth.com to see if you qualify for these benefits. Call 1-800-279-3366 or visit eHealth.com now. Call 1-800-279-3366. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. The availability of a $0 premium Medicare Advantage plan in your area is not guaranteed. Benefits, including premium, will vary based on the plan options for which you qualify.
President Trump continuing his Asia tour. In Japan, the North Korea nuclear threat tops the agenda.
Standing beside the Japanese Prime Minister, Donald Trump called the North Korean nuclear program a threat to the civilized world. He said some had criticized his tough rhetoric, but said weak rhetoric in recent years had allowed things to get as bad as they are now. For his part, Shinzo Abe said he agreed with the U.S. president's assertion that all options should be on the table when it came to Pyongyang. Both agreed that exerting maximum pressure on North Korea was the key, and President Trump will spend much of the rest of his Asia trip trying to get consensus from others in the region, including China, to commit to the same plan of action.
That's the BBC's Aline McBull. In war-torn South Sudan, 1.25 million people are facing starvation. That's double the number from the same time last year, according to a newly released report by the UN and the South Sudanese government. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. A tiny bug is posing a huge threat to one of New Mexico's biggest cash crops.
An invasive bug known as the pecan weevil could derail New Mexico's $180 million pecan industry after the weevil was found in residential pecan orchards in multiple counties in southeast New Mexico. A series of quarantines were enacted to prevent the spread. The New Mexico Department of Agriculture is looking to make them permanent. But pecan producers worry the quarantine, which restricts pecan shipments to areas without an infestation, could prevent them from trading to the west, where the industry is the most lucrative. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Some West Coast cities declaring states of emergency as they struggle to cope with a soaring homeless population. Spike in homelessness comes amid a booming economy. It's pushed housing prices well beyond affordability for many, even those with jobs. Some cities plan to spend millions, even billions of dollars on affordable housing. More on these stories at townhall.com.
May not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. Got a lot of changes coming down. Let me tell you regarding the website and how things are happening. In fact, starting in January, we hope to be full blast in presenting and including the audio version of the show, but the video version as well. So lots of fun as we continue to adapt and grow Bill Martinez Live. Dr. Herb London joins us now, president of the London Center for Policy Research, author of the new book, Leading from Behind, the Obama Doctrine, the U.S. Retreat from International Affairs. Herb, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. Nice to hear your voice.
Well, Dr. London, here it is. We've got New York, you know, all the threat analysts, the terror analysts say more of the same is in the future and even getting worse here in America as we continue to, in the name of political correctness, really not deal with the threat the way we should.
I couldn't agree with you more. In fact, what this event has done is paralyze the city. I'm sitting in traffic at the moment, here for hours. There is no way of moving. West Street is closed. The Chamber Street is closed. The tunnels are closed. And what this one person has done is paralyzed New York.
Mm-hmm.
What it demonstrates is that it's not merely the death. It's the desire to create panic and to create the kind of paralytic event that we are now facing in the city.
Well, we've had the death of 8 additional American citizens. And dare I say, this has to be at the doorstep of Mayor de Blasio and others that think that, you know, that these radicals need to be accommodated for some reason.
I don't understand the psychology. I mean, frankly, the largest and most significant issue that we are facing in America today is immigration.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for Americans to realize there are people out there who want to kill you and your children. We have an obligation to do everything we can to protect ourselves from this kind of menace. And if we are not doing so, then it seems to me that this country cannot possibly succeed.
Well, Herb, it's the same thing that's happening in Israel. I mean, here you have these jihadis that perpetrate heinous crimes, and then they're rewarded, their families are rewarded. And so now we're no different than Israel and the Palestinians. You know, the international community and everybody's putting pressure on Bibi Netanyahu to negotiate. And how do you negotiate with somebody who gets rewarded for killing you?
Well, this is precisely the issue. How can you have New York as a sanctuary city? How can you say we're going to allow anyone who comes into New York, including people who have been apprehended for crimes in the past?
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't make any sense at all.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me that this is a kind of suicidal impulse on the part of many. And unless we do something about it, as I said, this country cannot possibly succeed under these circumstances.
Well, here you have a gentleman who doesn't even have a valid driver, an expired driver's license. He gets a truck, and supposedly a bulletin was sent out throughout New York saying, look, keep an eye on people who are renting these type of vehicles. And, you know, so this is one of those ones that, you know, slips by. As we've talked about before, you know, we have to be right 100%. The jihadi only has to be right 1%. And, you know, some people come around and say, well, thank God it was only 8 people he killed. What do you mean, thank God it's only 8 people? That's 8 American citizens that have died unnecessarily because you want to accommodate some sort of political correctness and be super sensitive to people who are killing our people.
You are exactly right. You stated it well. And it seems to me that this is a heart-wrenching situation. As I said to you, it's not only the death, horrible as it is. We are now living in a city that is paralyzed by this event. Investigations are going on. There is the circumstantial evidence that there may be a cell here in New York that we've got to watch out for, or in Passaic, New Jersey, where the truck was rented. And so, you know, you're dealing with a situation where one person has brought a city of 8 million people to its knees, and not only brought 8 million people to its knees, but now you have 8 Americans who have lost their lives for no apparent reason. This is madness, absolute
exactly.
madness.
Exactly. Well, and then on top of this, Herb, we're going into the holiday season, and you know what New York becomes like during the holiday season. There's lots of commerce that is going to be subject to compromise here because of this, and God forbid that we have another incident.
Well, the likelihood of another incident is very great, largely because we do not know who is in the United States. We are not vetting people properly. The consequence of that is when you do not vet, you can't be entirely sure. Most of the people coming into the United States are not here to commit. If, as you point out, a tiny portion are willing to commit crime, they can bring this entire country to a paralytic state.
Well, does this increase the relevance of what Donald Trump has been saying to the nation, but he's been subterfuged by activist judges?
There is a doubt that the President of the United States ran a campaign that was designed to deal with the whole question of immigration. I think the Americans understand that issue. There are some Americans who do not. They may reside in San Francisco and New York. Large, most Americans
Well, Herb, go ahead. We're dropping out. Our signal's dropping out a little bit here. But go ahead and finish it. That's okay.
I was just going to say, look, the President of the United States had it right. We cannot live with porous borders. We cannot live with people who can easily obtain green cards, stay in the country. Once they hear, we have no idea. The age in which we live, this age of terrorism, this is an unacceptable situation.
Well, and the thing is, this is a pattern that we've seen happen overseas, whether it's a knife intifada or a car intifada, where, you know, we've seen Jews being run over in Israel, being knifed. I mean, the last time I was there, the day before I left, a single mom with 4 children was knifed and murdered as part of this knife intifada that was running rampant there in Israel. And that's the portent. This is what we have to look forward to, ladies and gentlemen, if we continue to just acquiesce and say, well, they've got it under control. These activist judges have it under control and not protecting us. But I'll tell you, Main Street America is hearing the voice of Donald Trump, and more so than ever as a result of yesterday, Herb. I got to think that the outrage is going to increase because any one of those 8 people could have been their family members.
Well, that's exactly right. We are putting at risk every single American, every child, in a situation of this time. Couldn't agree with you more.
Exactly. Dr. Herb London is with us. We've got more from Dr. London on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. 15 minutes after top of the hour, Dr. London is president of the London Center for Policy Research. It has been organized to engage in research on the key policy issues of our time. And it's right in our face right now. Now, what are we going to do about it? More from Dr. London, as I say, on the other side of the break at 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Martinez, we are live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Martinez live. Join us online at
BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have around this country, around the world, via shortwave, Red State Talk Radio, the cable radio digital network, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Dr. Herb London continues with us. He's president of the London Center for Policy Research, author of the book Leading From Behind the Obama Doctrine, the U.S. Retreat from International Affairs. Dr. London, speaking of leading from behind, you know, there are many people that are happy to have America leading from behind, but we noticed something, and that is that there are many countries that were glad to welcome one Donald Trump as a leader and as a voice to the international community. Did we lose you here? Dr. London?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay.
Look, I think there are many countries across the globe that are looking for leadership from the United States. They have, for a considerable period, felt that the United States has engaged in a retreat from world affairs. And if you look at some of the Sunni nations of the Middle East, they are so heartened by the fact that Trump has now said in his Riyadh speech, we are going to play a leadership role here. That doesn't mean we're putting 100,000 troops on the ground, but it does mean that we're going to provide the kind of leadership and logistics, intelligence, even military equipment that you might need in order to fight the war against terrorists in your midst.
Well, just even from a philosophical standpoint, Herb, to have a voice of reason, to have an American way of life and perspective brought into the international dialogue, you know, the international community realized after 8 years with Barack Obama that something was direly missing.
I think that the vacuum that was created by Obama was unquestionably a vacuum that has led to great consternation across the globe. You can't have a vacuum in nature, and you can't have a vacuum in international affairs. It will be filled. And we've seen that. It was filled by ISIS. It was filled by the Chinese. It was filled by the Iranians. We have seen terrorism increase in large part because we have neglected the obligation that I think has been put on us as a result of historical evolution.
Exactly. Well, Herb, you touch on something, and I want to make sure our audience catches this, and that is, you know, looking over the globe, who would you want leading the world if you were these other countries? I mean, would you want China in charge, Russia? Do you want ISIS in charge? I mean, you know, the choices are pretty bleak. It's no wonder that most, you know, that when they want to be reasonable would say, I think we're better off with America still leading the way here.
I think that's exactly right. And I think that most nations and most leaders, even if they won't say that directly, certainly believe it. It's implicit in the way in which most international affairs are conducted. Unfortunately, you have so many propagandists who are trying to provide a very different view. The Chinese have a goal. There's no question about their goal, and it's the belt around the globe. It's the Silk Road. It's the recreation of commercial domination across the globe, and the Chinese have a plan to make that happen. We stand in the way. That's one of the reasons why the United States may not be an enemy at the moment, but it's unquestionably an adversary. And as an adversary, the Chinese are saying, we want to do everything that we can to undermine the position of the United States.
And on their time, clearly, because even though they've agreed to help out a little bit with North Korea, there's probably more they could be doing and are just not quite there yet because North Korea is serving a purpose to that end, lest we forget, right?
You've got it exactly right, and people overlook that. The North Koreans play a very significant role in the way in which the Chinese think through their own vision of the future. Keep in mind that whenever you want to create some sort of havoc in the world, you let this beast out of the cage, speaking metaphorically, of course,
right.
You let this beast out of the cage, and the rest of the world gets very alarmed. But the Chinese can control the situation. 90% of all of the fuel that goes into North Korea. Without fuel, you don't have electricity. Without electricity, you don't have computers. Without computers, you're not firing missiles. So there's no doubt that if the Chinese want to turn off the spigot, they can do so tomorrow.
Well, Herb, I wanted to also address this issue with, you know, this week and what's been happening with the special counsel Robert Mueller, and with the announcement of the indictments on Manafort and his cohort. And, you know, give us an update here. What do you see happening?
Well, I see this as a very peculiar, very, very peculiar indictment, and I'll explain why. Manafort was unquestionably engaged in providing support for Putin with his undoubted intervention in the Ukrainian elections with the support of Yanukovych. Mm-hmm. So there's no doubt that Manafort has played a very, very strange game, largely designed to line his own pocket. But this happened between 2008 and 2014. Trump didn't even think about running for office at that point. So to somehow put this together with Trump and the presidential election is absurd. Mm-hmm. There is no relationship between the two. Now, again, I'm not here as an apologist for Manafort, but I don't understand why, when you're engaged in an investigation to see if there's collusion between Russia and the administration and the Trump team, why you are now engaged in an investigation of something that happened well before the presidential race.
Exactly. Well, and that's what the answer is for Donald Trump. I mean, which gives him even further standing and confidence that this thing is this is really getting to be a joke, you know, for Mueller, because he's pursuing this stuff and is, you know, what happens with all these, it just seems like with these special counsels, they're brought into play for a particular purpose, and then they can't find that, so now we end up impeaching a president because he's fooling around with an intern in the Oval Office.
Well, it's exactly right. It's very, very peculiar. Again, when you have a special counsel, that person wants to get a notch in his belt. He's mm-hmm. going to look for something. He's going to try and find something. Well, obviously, he found something with this unsavory activity. I'm not trying to say that this is all wrong, but why engage in an investigation of Manafort before the presidential race when your goal is to look at the relationship or potential relationship between Russia and the Trump administration?
Mm-hmm. Well, even the media that has supported all this from day one have gone beyond. I mean, they're trying to strain a gnat through this whole deal, Herb, trying to come up with some sort of viability with Manafort and Papadopoulos, who, you know, clearly was an outsider wanting to get inside. He met with the council on one occasion, repeatedly tried to get back in, and they just weren't interested. And, you know, this is the horse that the progressives are riding on. And, oh, yeah, by the way, the big reveal is this Russian dossier that has money and fingerprints of the DNC and Hillary Clinton all over it.
Well, you know, that's the story that strikes me as so interesting. And that is virtually ignoring what has happened in Russia with the sale of 20% of America's uranium to the Russians while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. Now,
exactly.
Again, this is all circumstantial, but there's nonetheless more than $100 million that was put into the Clinton Foundation as a result of this deal. And that is this rather strange character, Frank Giustra, who has been very close to the Clintons. Bill Clinton gets a speaking engagement for $500,000, twice his normal fee when he goes to Russia.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this whole thing just doesn't pass the smell test. And yet, interestingly, it's been ignored by the press.
I looked
in the New York Times this Sunday for a story about this. There was now one column in the New York Times on this matter.
Well, they've been ignoring it ever since Peter Schweitzer 3 years ago brought it out. We've reported it here on this show. He's been on with us many times, and it was appalling to me. And then here it is. They talk about the Russians and everything else. And you go, hey, well, hello, what about 20% of this uranium that was shuffled off to Russia? You know, what about that? But I'll tell you.
And the space program, our IBM, by the way, do not have sufficient fissile material. This has been reported to the Congress very recently.
So exactly.
Here we are in a position. We don't have enough uranium to take care of our own defense needs, and we're selling 20% to the Russians.
Go figure.
That's a little bit like Lenin selling us the rope that's going to be used to hang us.
Exactly. We got to leave it there. Thank you, Herb.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom?
Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredients, diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. You know, every 66 seconds, someone in the United States develops Alzheimer's disease. Do you realize that? The diagnosis can be devastating, especially, for those that have experienced it. You know what I'm talking about. Patients worry that they're going to forget the simple things that used to bring them joy, like friends and family, hobbies and memories. There are currently 5.5 million Americans living with the disease. Research shows that friendships and a strong social circle have a dramatic impact on quality of life for those living with Alzheimer's. Socialization has been shown to help slow down memory loss and can be important to fighting Alzheimer's. Now, with us right now is gerontologist Juliet Holt Klinger, and she is the senior director of dementia care for Brookdale Senior Living, and she specializes in person-centered programs for Alzheimer's disease and related dementias. Juliet, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Hey, good to have you here to talk about Alzheimer's. I mean, we hear about this very anecdotally and on many levels these days. We're hearing more about Alzheimer's, and what Brookdale has done and what you've been doing specifically is quite innovative, and so we appreciate you coming on to talk about this.
Certainly. Happy to.
Okay, let's talk about what you want to invite readers or listeners to hear about is to download a journal in which those with Alzheimer's disease can share with their families things that they need to know once they can no longer communicate to them. Let's talk about the genesis of this journal. How did this come about?
Well, we think it's very important for people living with the disease and people just diagnosed with the disease to really have a voice in their own process and their own care. And so this year, we always put forth extra resources during November, which is National Alzheimer's Disease Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. We always put forth extra resources, and this year we thought it would be interesting to put forth a resource specifically for the person living with the diagnosis. So there are it's a journal that takes the person through the process of really outlining what they need to live well with the disease, what matters most to them, what they want for their caregivers, and what things about their daily life are most important to them.
And Nancy Reagan and others that I've spoken with referred to living with Alzheimer's as the long goodbye, huh?
That is a term. Absolutely. We know that people live with a diagnosis longer and longer, and people can live anywhere from, you know, 2 to 20 years with this diagnosis. So just like all aging diseases, all diseases, people are living longer and better due to better treatments and just simply better awareness and knowing more about the disease. Our goal at Brookdale certainly is to have folks live longer and better with the disease.
Now, what are you experiencing in terms of, Juliet, with families who have recently find themselves dealing with Alzheimer's? What are you recommending for them?
I think the most important thing for families that are coping with this diagnosis or just received the diagnosis is to really educate yourselves as much as you can. You know, this is a complex illness. It's a disease that involves many, many facets. And so maintaining a good life with this diagnosis is a group effort. It takes families, friends, support. So it's very important, I think, when people just get the diagnosis to get as good information as they possibly can. We often recommend that people go to the Alzheimer's Association website, alz.org, which has just really tremendous resources and can speak to local resources in people's area.
Juliet, you mentioned, you know, the family. This is something that a family can't possibly imagine what they're in for until they're into it. This is what I hear time and again in you know, the stories that they tell. And every family has their own story. And one of the things that I hear consistently is that those families that establish a network, that have a support group, not only amongst friends, other family members, but also people who have been there and done that, so to speak, they find this experience to be especially helpful.
Absolutely. I mean, spending time with other people who are going through the same thing is often supportive no matter what diagnosis the person might be dealing with, but especially with Alzheimer's and other dementias, it's really important that family caregivers and care partners get help and get an opportunity to get away and share their own experiences. You know, this disease doesn't just happen to the person living with the diagnosis.
Yes.
It happens to the entire family, and that includes extended family and children. It includes, you know, family, friends, all kinds of social networks. So it's important for everyone to get support.
Well, Juliet, I congratulate you on, you know, the journal. I think the journal is so important, you know, with or even, you know, without Alzheimer's for that matter. My father had always shared with me the importance of a journal, and in other people that have, you know, led successful lives, they kept journals, and I thought that was pretty important. And, you know, to implement journaling with those that have Alzheimer's, I think is just a great concept here. And I would encourage the families and those who can understand that are dealing with this disease to implement a journal process. Walk our audience through the process in terms of downloading a journal and what they will experience, if you would.
we ask that folks go to brookdale.com and just simply type in an Inspired Life journal, and they will come up with the either downloadable format of the journal, so they can download it and print it if they'd rather write it out, or they can use it electronically. It's available in both versions. Also in that area, you will find a caregiver journal, which we did last year, which is a really great journal for care partners, for anyone who's participating in the care of somebody with dementia. They can keep track of things that they need to remember and talk to the physician about and so forth. So there's two journals there, actually. So we recommend that this Inspired Life journal for the person living with the disease really be used as a conversation starter. Once the journal is completed, once the person has had an opportunity to sit with the questions, that they really use it as an opportunity to talk with their care partners about what matters most to them as they go through this caregiving journey together.
Well, I got to imagine some of this exercise is valuable in terms of, you know, exercising the brain and, you know, the whole aspect of our biology, does it not?
I mean, I think that one of the most important things to understand about an Alzheimer's diagnosis is that things don't have to change drastically, that people should still continue to participate in all of those areas of wellness that we recommend for anyone who's aging. And that really includes and especially includes those social connections to other people. So it's really important. We find with Alzheimer's and other dementia that there's an awful lot of stigma around this disease, and people have difficulty sometimes. How am I going to communicate with this person now, or are they going to be the same friend I've always had? And so I think it's important for people to understand the importance of the social connection continuing, and we hope the journal can be a part of that conversation.
And also in helping the communication here, with it being a National Alzheimer's Awareness Month as well, as we continue to get this information out here, Juliet Holklinger has been with us. Juliet, remind everybody where they can go to download the journal and get more information. We got about 5 seconds.
From the studio that brought you Miracles from Heaven and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs comes The Star.
Whoa. I think a new star just appeared. That star means something.
For the first time ever, the fully animated story of the first Christmas told through a whole new set of eyes. Both the donkey and his animal friends follow The Star.
That light, that's The Star. This is where it's been leading me.
Joseph, I can't go any further.
I'm sorry. There's no room.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Meet the unlikely heroes behind the greatest story ever told.
I tried praying. God, I don't really know how this works, or if you listen to prayers from donkeys, but I've seen Mary do this many times.
Experience the family event of the holiday season.
We've come to honor the new king.
What's his name?
His name is Jesus.
Do you guys like frankincense? I never know what to get.
The Star, rated PG, parental guidance suggested, in theaters November 17th. For tickets and showtimes, go to thestarmovie.com.
This report is brought to you by Applebee's. For the 10th year in a row, Applebee's restaurants will honor U.S. veterans and active duty military with a complimentary dine-in meal at any one of nearly 1,800 Applebee's restaurants nationwide on Veterans Day. Applebee's has donated more than 8.3 million free meals to veterans and active duty military since beginning the program in 2008, and Applebee's restaurants nationwide expect to serve nearly 1 million more free meals this Veterans Day. On Saturday, November 11th, any guest with proof of military service will receive a free meal from a special Veterans Day menu featuring 7 of Applebee's signature dishes, including the American Standard Burger, Fiesta Lime Chicken, and Butcher's Meat and Potatoes. This annual event is just one of the many ways that Applebee's franchisees nationwide honor our American heroes and give back to their communities. To learn more about how your local Applebee's supports veterans year-round, or to view the full Veterans Day menu, visit applebees.com/veterans.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. 14 before the top of the hour. Brian Kilmeade joins us. We've been looking forward to this. Fox and Friends and national radio host Brian Kilmeade is with us right now. You're in New York, right?
Brian, New York, right? New York City, 48 yeah. and 6.
Yeah, right in the midst of everything. And I was just talking with Dr. Herb London, trying to get into the city, and it's just absolute craziness still from yesterday, huh?
Clearly. But one thing they're pretty good at, and I remember with the Times Square bomber, mm-hmm. and now you had the Chelsea bomber, and now you have this, and of course 9/11. Is they try to get things back to normal pretty quickly, but the presence is pretty apparent. So I see a lot of National Guard, a lot of SWAT, and, you know, not the regular military, obviously, but a lot of police. So everyone's doing overtime, but they let you walk. You can still get around. Like, you right. don't see a lot of diversion. So mm-hmm. I think that is pretty important, because if you can't get to work, I don't care how big or small your office is, your business is, it begins to hurt the economy. And then once they see that, these terrorists, they're going to say, wow, you know, this, a small thing like a rented truck
yes.
costs billions to mm-hmm. major cities. So I think they understand that.
And, of course, we're coming to the season, which is part of our annual pilgrimage, I was mentioning to you. We love New York at Christmas. There is just something just magical. It's one of those wonders that has not been fully declared, Brian. New York at Christmas time. It is real special. And if they could disrupt what happens economically during that season, they might think that they've got a bonus victory.
Yeah, especially from an elevated perspective when you saw what happened in Las Vegas. And they do learn from that, even if they're not involved with that. And, you know, you think that these... What happens is during the Thanksgiving Day parade and during Times Square, if you have a place or if you have a business like the Hard Rock Cafe, mm-hmm. you could rent out the second floor of your building and people go in there, or you have friends, they go in there. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, there's no balcony. Now we know if after Las Vegas, you don't need a balcony.
That's right. Exactly.
So, it makes you worry a little bit more. For me personally, I am not into hanging out in Times Square. They put you behind bike racks. They don't let you go to the bathroom. If you do, you know.
Yeah, can you imagine that?
I mean,
yeah, that's crazy. I can't get my mind around that at all. And Brian, you know, here it is with this situation in New York. Another 8 people have died. You know, when is enough enough? Our president has been sounding the alarm on the campaign trail, representing Main Street America, saying, look, we need to be serious about vetting here. and the progressives, all those on, you know, the Marxist progressives have insisted that it's a no-go zone, that we can't touch this, and we're doing this at a grave expense of we the people.
I think I get it. I think you get it. But if you flip the other channels or talk to other people in Washington or New York, they're like, I cannot believe the president's doing this, saying this. And I'm watching the questions from the media in New York, and they're saying a lot of the questions are, how do you feel about the president calling out Senator Schumer? Well, he wasn't calling out Senator Schumer, but this whole lottery policy was part of his idea to diversify our country, which evidently he doesn't think is diversified enough. Mm-hmm. And I would just hope he would say, listen, we tried it. It's not worth the risk in today's climate. It came out in the 90s,
exactly.
And we like to change it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way. If you're watching our back and not the next election, that's what you say.
Exactly. I mean, where is the common sense? I mean, it's become, common sense is becoming uncommon sense, huh?
Well, it's because you want to do the opposite of whatever Donald Trump says.
Right.
That's the
right.
New American credo. And it's not the American credo. It's the media credo. And I'm not saying he's perfect. I mean, did I need him tweeting out this morning? Some of those things he said were very, you know, were motivational, inspirational.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you go directly at people, they're going to come directly at you. Next thing you know, we're in politics again.
Exactly.
No. I just thought, I want to see both Republicans and Democrats standing together saying, I want this guy at Gitmo. I don't want him through the New York court system. First off, because he is a green card holder and an enemy combatant.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. Number two is I want people to say the lottery system is going on hold indefinitely.
Exactly.
And then I know you have my back.
Right. And then if we can find a way to squash these activist judges that have been blocking Trump all along the way, because these eight deaths, are at the doorstep of your mayor, these activist judges and those in government who have done everything they can to impede the process and create, Brian, what they've got in Paris. I mean, we've got no-go zones that are developing in our country. That is the fact.
When we said that on Fox and Friends, the country of France said, we're suing you. And now it's just sitting. People know there are no-go zones in France. Now it's happening.
Yes.
The people that are in cafes or going to clubs and were massacred, or the people who were vacationing in Nice and were run over, are saying, I am had it with political correctness. I don't want my family or myself to be the next victim or my friends, and I think we have to do something. That's exactly what's happening. Until people see what happened in Orlando, San Bernardino, and now New York City, and say, that's my family,
yes.
I'm going to react the way I would if my family member was in danger, we're going to keep minimizing it and saying, well, that's just them. Until they realize it's us, then we're never going to get something done.
Well, an excellent point here, Brian. That's what we've been saying, is that these are American citizens. These are our brothers and sisters that are getting run over, whether it's in New York, San Bernardino, Vegas, wherever. I mean, I'm in California, you know, this past week, just in time for, you know, the World Series and Game 7. You know, at Dodger Stadium.
Fantastic.
But it's crazy here in California, now a sanctuary state. And I don't know how the people here are settled with the idea that their legislators and their governor have put them in peril.
They're not. And let's see what happens in the next couple of days. And I don't think it's acceptable. But they're going to wait a couple of weeks and say, if you come out and say radical extremists amongst us have to go, they're going to start saying, if we let politics take over, well, that's anti-Islamic action.
Right.
But it's not. You know, it's not the Irish that are going after us. These are Sunni Salafists who become terrorists, and they need to be looked at. Now we find out from this press conference that the FBI had this guy on their radar. I'm not going to criticize the FBI. I just don't feel comfortable doing it.
Right.
But either they're going to need more help or need the latitude to act preemptively. Maybe they want that. Let's sit down and say, what do you need to be able to jump on these guys before they do this?
Yes. Well, we spoke with a former FBI agent this morning, John Guandolo, with Understanding the Threat. And John said, you know, they're handcuffed here. You know, it's ridiculous. I mean, he's been, you know, pointing this out through his organization as a former. FBI agent and an analyst, security analyst, for over 10 years. And he's just, Bill, it's just total insanity. And they continue to hold this course. And, you know, on top of this, Brian, we've got over 1,000 open investigations by the FBI against all these radicals that are going on. There's just not enough manpower. And, you know, Condoleezza Rice said it many, many years ago, very appropriately. She said, you know, we have to be right 100% of the time. They only have to be right once. And in this particular case, it looks like one who got through, who didn't have a valid, I mean, had an expired driver's license, Home Depot, gets a truck. All these, according to the information I got, is that all these rental facilities have been warned to be careful and let the flags be raised up, the warning flags of somebody renting trucks because of the increased activity of car intifadas, and even had a knife. So we've got the possibility of a knife intifada taking place.
Yeah, I mean, this is what we're seeing. Low tech, hard to spot, not looking for, we're at the airports right now that we can tell, although they are working on some bombs, I understand, in Yemen, and yes, non-metallic explosives, which are extremely intimidating to our experts. But they're the old ISIS, we got blown out and embarrassed from two separate areas, Iraq and Syria. We can't go home. We've cracked down on that. So a lot of people are putting their tapes on YouTube, hoping to radicalize people already here. They're trying to claim, and I'm not sure I agree, that this guy was radicalized whether he was in Tampa, Ohio, or New Jersey. I'm not sure I buy into that.
Yeah, I don't. I don't either. Well, Brian, I knew this was going to happen. We're going to talk about the day's activities, but I wanted to talk to you particularly about Andrew Jackson and the miracle of New Orleans. You and Don Yeager have come together again. The New York Times best-selling chemistry and combination of you two. Boy, you've delivered another great book for us to read.
I hope so, because I think it's relevant today. People are going to say, take Andrew Jackson down. He didn't do this. He didn't do that. You cannot argue with this battle, because I found out from two separate people, they still study Jackson's tactics at war colleges today. And he's not a West Point guy. He was a guy who did this on instinct and leadership, and he learned a lot from the American Indians. He learned a lot from studying what Washington did. And when it came down to defending America, at 40, he ended up doing it, becoming the most famous person in America, and would catapult him to two terms in the Oval Office.
Exactly.
It wasn't the Oval Office then, to the White House.
No, in the White House. Right. Well, you know, the thing is, you bring up something that I think is very appropriate, Brian, and that is that sometimes we think more about education, but I've been one to always look at the giftedness of the way people are wired, that they have this uncanny ability, you know, and Andrew Jackson personified that.
And I think you'll enjoy the book. I think we get right to the point. We stay accurate, and we show what a unique American he is. He had no parents, no family, an orphan at 13. He ended up being a lawyer, an attorney general, a congressman, a senator, a militia general, and a two-term president. So it just goes to show you could do anything, even back then in this country.
The real American success story, to say the least. Brian Kilmeade, thank you so much. Good talking to you, as always. I look forward to talking to you again. Brian Kilmeade, Fox & Friends, and national radio host and author with Don Yeager. Their book, Andrew Jackson and the Miracle of New Orleans, a must-read. You're going to enjoy it. Brian, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks, Bill.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The answer to